This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I want to have some fun with the. This is great. If you do want to get involved, you can head up to the website, therealside.com. We have a live chat room. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take a poll up there. If you're a Facebook person, you can head over to Facebook. We have, what do they call that, a Facebook feed going on there, so you can go ahead and check out the feed. And the other thing is, I call it like smorgasbord night. I'm taking a lot of the articles that you sent me. I'm taking a lot of the links that you sent me. We're going to do some of those stories tonight because I love this stuff. I just love this stuff. We're going to talk about I keep talking about what's going on in these colleges, right? The snowflakes, I'm sorry, they are what they are. When you find out what this one person did, right, all over, we are so selfie-absorbed. It just doesn't get any dumber than this. And I'm sure you guys will agree with me. We're going to do a lot of these crazy things. But now, there's a black activist who confronted Gloria Allred for lying in the Trump debates. And it's Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. Now, he supports Trump. But what I love about this, and again, you guys, you've got to get it together, some of you. You've got to get this. You cannot let them lie on us. You cannot let them win this election by cheating and playing these games. Because if you do that, if you allow this to happen, you're giving them a license to do this in the future. Please don't send me an email that says, you can't do that. You can't make that blanket statement. I just did. Whatever you let them get away with, whatever you let them, and it allows them to win, it ain't right. You're giving them a license to do this to us. Now, the beauty behind this black, and it's not just a black activist, there's a whole bunch of African-Americans standing behind this guy. With Make America Great signs and all that fun stuff. Now, as I recall, I've been told over and over and over again that there are no black people voting for Trump. That Trump has no black support. And the few that he does, and I understand it ain't a few. You guys on the left, if you really believe that he only has a few supporters, you keep believing that. That's good. I have no problem with that. But there's a part of this guy's speech that when the questions start. So I'm kind of coming to this a little late. Which is exactly the way the press and other people try to beat on right-wing Christians, right-wing conservatives. So again, like I said, I'm coming to the recording a little late. But you deal with it. You're smart people. You can figure it out. This is Pastor Jesse Lee Peterson. Take a listen.
And better schools for their kids. Trump has made a serious effort to address these issues, and Hillary and the Democratic Party are terrified that his message is resonating with the blacks and Hispanic voters.
Now, so true. His comment that was some were insulted by, that you've been voting Democrat for 60 years and look at your inner cities, they can't run away from that. They try all the time, but they can't run away from it. And if you've got black friends, you need not to be afraid to lose your black friends before losing your country. You need to be able to look at them and say, This administration has done nothing for you. This black president, black AG, they have done nothing for you. And it's a true statement. The Democrats have made the education system in the inner city, I keep saying it, when it comes to education, the only group that continues to get screwed is the black community. And it ain't the Republicans doing it to you. The Republicans brought vouchers into D.C. The Republicans brought charter schools into D.C. The Republicans brought these different education forms into D.C. Your kids were doing better. Your kids were graduating at a high rate. Mr. Obama comes in. The Dems take over. We can't have any of this. Your kids are taking a nosedive again when it comes to them. And who took it away from you? I had the woman, I can't remember her name, but I had a woman of that movement on my show. She'd been a Democrat all her life. She was mortified. And she even said, look, this isn't a partisan thing. I said, yeah, actually it is. Because when the Republicans were in control, you got to have all this. When the Dems took over, they took it away from you. So how can you say it's not a partisan issue? It is a partisan issue. So I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. How about you vote American this time around?
We the people must keep our eyes on the prize and support the candidate who represents our best interests and the one who will defend our nation. Donald Trump is the best person for the country and for black Americans, and particularly black Americans, when it comes to illegal aliens in our country. Donald Trump is the only one that would put a big, beautiful wall around the borders. Illegal aliens.
That's terrible. Coming from a pastor, he wants to wall people out. No, it's not terrible. All right? God says in the Bible that he does everything decent and in order. Decent and in order. Not chaotic and out of control.
It's affecting black people more than anyone else. They're coming into the communities. They're bringing crime and drugs and violence. The gang members are supported by them.
I want somebody to call him a racist, bigot, whatever foe, because remember, if a white guy ever said the blacks are overrunning a community and they're bringing crime and this and that and the other thing, man, God, it'd be hate speech to no end. Now, I'm not saying they should go out there, because what he's saying is true. In the communities he's looking at, watching over, being part of, what he's saying is true. So right now, you can't even speak the truth. The truth isn't even the truth. If it's politically incorrect, it makes you uncomfortable. And because I believe in capitalism, we've got a few minutes of commercials. We'll be back in a minute. I want to finish up. You got to hear what this little weenie of a reporter, the questions he starts asking him. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room. Come on. That bumper music, you have to smile. You can't not smile. You have to be one mean son of a gun or a junkyard dog not for that not to bring a smile to your face. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on the show with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, we have a black activist who confronted Gloria Allred. Now, it isn't one. The title makes it sound like there's only one, but there isn't a whole bunch of them. Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson got out there, and he spoke on behalf of Donald Trump. He spoke on what Trump has brought to the black community, what the Dems have not brought to the black community. Anyway, always. So, but really what I want you, I'm trying to get you to lead this up. I want you to hear this and lead you into where you hear where there's a reporter. Now, this is out of Los Angeles, so you can just imagine what to expect. But the reporter is exactly the way the left wants you to think. I want you to hear the questions he asks, and that's coming up in a second here. Let's finish listening to his little speech and question session.
Cartels, and they're running black Americans out of their own communities. Hillary Clinton doesn't care about that. She's known this for 30 years, and she's done nothing about it at all. Donald Trump would protect us from radical Islamic terrorists. Hillary Clinton has not done anything about that.
So here's a black community member. There's black and there's Hispanic people there too as well, screaming about what's going on and how they're not being protected.
We know what Hillary Clinton will not do. It's time that we give Donald Trump a chance and not continue to support a crooked, lying woman like Hillary Clinton. So today, black Americans speaking out and supporting Donald Trump and not Hillary Clinton.
Now, the media...
I'm assuming that you are a man of God because you are a pastor.
The question I'm sure is being asked by a devout atheist. There's no question about it. Listen to him.
This is the way that a man of God talk about other people.
What do you mean?
You're not supposed to talk about love and compassion instead of...
You're not clear. What are you saying?
Yeah, maybe if if you're going to put together a question, maybe you should, since like the five people up there all speak English, maybe you should ask the question in English. What do you think? You think that might help a little bit? Pull your thoughts together.
So you speak about love. You speak compassion.
Now, notice the question, the way it's being set up. It's basically, for some of you who can't interpret Spanglish, right? He's basically saying to this guy, you're a pastor, so I assume you know God. Because, you know, nobody else but a pastor could know God. But anyway, so I assume you know God. Do you really talk about other people like this when you're supposed to be showing other people love and compassion and understanding? Which shows you that he probably has a single-digit IQ.
Do I speak about love?
Yeah.
Yes. And this is love. We love Donald Trump. We love what he stands for.
How about Hillary?
We love the fact that he's going to make America great again. And as far as Hillary, we love Hillary too. That's why we're correcting her.
Ah, ooh. We love her. That's why we're correcting her. You love your children. That's why you correct them. And the Bible, if this journalist would have done just a tad bit of homework, he would find out that the Bible says the same thing. When you love them, you correct them. God is a loving God, so he corrects you. You know, I had lunch with a guy today, and I was somewhat taken back because it almost felt like there were no boundaries, a Democrat, and not as liberal as I had imagined him to be, but I was a little surprised, but no real boundaries, and was uncomfortable putting boundaries in place. At least that's the impression I got. But here's a reporter trying to nail this guy, saying, well, you obviously can't be a pastor. You don't love Hillary. And he's saying, yeah, you know, from a biblical standpoint, when you love, you correct. You don't overlook, and you don't ignore.
Because Hillary is wrong. The love is the ability to tell you when you're wrong and hope that you'll get it right. And Hillary is a crooked liar. She cannot be trusted.
Oh, you can't be a pastor. How would you call anybody a liar? Didn't Jesus call them a bunch of thieves? He did. He called the Sadducees and the Pharisees a bunch of hypocrites, basically. Yeah, I guess Jesus had no love in them.
And we're correcting her on that. You're the only woman out here. What would you like everyone to know today?
That there's a war on men in our country, and there's this impression that there's a...
This is a white woman. And the only reason I'm calling out color is because I don't want to be say that, you know, there's just a bunch of black idiots there or what have you. You have a white woman, you have Asian women there, you have black men, you have Hispanic men. Interesting. You have a whole group of colors, peoples, sizes, sexes. Just wonderful. It's America, people.
Rape culture, but it's not true. And people like Gloria Allred are being politically opportunistic. It's less than a month before the election.
Whoa.
And she has a pattern of doing this, and it's politically motivated, and she should be ashamed of herself for that.
She should have been ashamed of herself over the last 20, 30, 40 years. The only time the woman comes out the sun, I think she's a vampire. The only time she ever comes out the sunlight is when you've got some woman she has to defend, and she never does her homework. If you look at all the cases where she's gone running to the aid of some woman who's claimed to be raped or sexually assaulted, now, for clarity, I'm not suggesting we shouldn't believe women when they say they've been sexually assaulted or raped or anything like that. Not what I mean at all. But what I would say, what I do say, is she gets out there, she gets nasty, she speaks nasty about men and the system, and keeping women down. We've got a woman running for president, for God's sakes. We've had women running for president. We had a woman running one of the largest corporations on the face of the planet, eBay. And then HP and Compaq. Should I go on? Yeah, women don't have. Let me explain to you something about how this whole thing works, okay? At the corporate level, nobody cares what sex you are. Nobody cares how tall you are. Nobody cares what color you are. The only thing they care about is, can you bring in the green? Can you make the green come across the table? If you can make the profits go up, they don't care if you're a half female, half male Martian that's only been on the planet for 90 days. They don't care. And neither should they. At the corporate level, I want you, you know, if I'm a stockholder, I care about one thing. Because if I bought stock in your company, I haven't bought it because I think you're nice people. I bought it because I think you're going to make me money. I bought it because I figured that stock's going to start to increase in value and I'm going to be just fine. Got more on this on the other side of the break. Hey, I want to welcome Mary from Michigan, Billy from Washington, Justice from North Dakota. Thanks, guys, for joining the show. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, small business owners.
Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I do. All right, for some of you who didn't like the other music, that must have helped. A little sway music there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with me. And again, you know, this little mini Trump rally out in front of Gloria, I think it was out in front of Gloria Allred's office. You know, because I guess she's the one that all the women run to. She doesn't do anything for them. She gets her 15 minutes of fame. But that's it. So apparently, you know, she's not there for them. I don't know what to tell you. So the, how about we do a happy story, right? A short happy story? What do you think? Hands up. There you go. All right, we're going to do a happy story. Because you always need one. So, apparently, this is a while back, but it's still a happy story. Antonio Dwayne Brown was sentenced to a minimum of, 1.5 to 5 years in prison in Kent County, Michigan. Brown was convicted of fleeing and eluding a police officer. Just hours after his sentence, a female guard was unlocking the prison system to let Brown's fellow inmate, Willie Williams, out of his cell to retrieve a roll of toilet paper. He was supposed to grab the roll and promptly return to his cell, where the door would lock behind him. But instead of going back to his cell, Williams snuck behind a pillar and attacked the guard on duty. Williams knocked the radio from the guard's hand, then proceeded to beat and choke her into unconsciousness. But as fate would have it, he pressed a number of buttons during the attack, which opened the surrounding cells. That's when 6 or 7 inmates ran out of their cells to help the officer. Brown, who was 31 at the time, was one of the first inmates to respond to the attack. He physically pulled Williams off the correctional officer, likely saving her life. So there is some good in some of these guys. I know some of you don't want to believe that, but there is. There is some good in some of these guys. In the wake of the shocking incident, Kent County Judge Mark Trusok called Brown back into the courtroom for an unprecedented reason. Trusok addressed Brown saying, "You intervened at your own peril, pulled that individual off of her, probably saving her life and protecting her from him attacking her again." Okay? And he commuted his sentence. So you know what? The guy may have been a jerk. I don't know what he did. I don't know whether it could have been for writing a bad check. We don't know why he was in jail. And maybe he was running for the cops because he wrote a bad check. You just don't know, right? And we become so cynical, we can't give somebody back. But just the mere fact that even among, what if the judge didn't call him back? What if he was stuck in prison with these guys? He knew what was going to come down on his head. They don't reward you for sticking up for a prisoner in there when you're a prisoner yourself. It doesn't happen. Now, I'm going to steal a clip from O'Reilly. Usually when I do this, it shuts down the feed, but we're going to try it anyway. There's a woman, Jennifer Rubin, was on the O'Reilly Factor. I'm not going to. They may pull it for the sound alone. Okay. Right. She is, let me see, what does it say? So Jennifer Rubin of the Washington Post, she was calling O'Reilly out. She wrote a column that was just full of garbage. Look, I'm not a big O'Reilly fan. I like him. I think he's full of himself, but I like him anyway. See, there's a pattern here. Him, Trump, and a few others. You know what I'm saying? And at one point in the video, O'Reilly simply, and I've had this happen on this show. Tammy will tell you, we actually had somebody walk out when I called them out on their facts. And he simply asked her to cite her facts, cite where she was getting information, cite what she was saying. And she couldn't. She couldn't. She kept going in different directions. He wouldn't let it go. He kept pulling her back. I love this stuff. We should all be doing this. All of us. Let's see if I can get something here. Now, and you don't, even the friends that you're sitting with don't allow them to do it.
On, but sure. You know you're entirely wrong about this. Your own newspaper posted a headline that said, the O'Reilly Trump interviews are the best Trump interviews. Did you?
Yeah, and she looks like she's kind of lost already. Wait, she hasn't even responded to him yet. She's just kind of giggling. So let's see.
You missed that? Did you miss it?
No. My criticism is really that you actually are in the spin zone. It's presented as a...
So the woman can't put two words together without using the word and she's going to go after O'Reilly and tell him he's in the spin zone. This is like... I hate to use this term because it's so old. It's like shooting fish in a barrel for O'Reilly.
A news program or a pseudo news program, and instead
she just insulted him like what, 4 times in 3 seconds? Oh, you poor thing.
Guts or stupidity.
Well, you can get these same words out of somebody with a single IQ, right?
It's a lot of parroting what Trump is saying to you.
Give me one example of
I love these. I do the same thing with people. Give me one example. Just tell me one solid example. And watch what happens. The dam breaks.
How I parroted Donald Trump.
Sure. You've attacked the moderators in the other debates, calling
how
them the fixes in. Yeah, Martha Raddatz and Anderson Cooper. You've also,
yes, you've called in these names or you've said this about them. So when did exactly did I do that?
Did I attack Mr. Cooper and Mr. Raddatz?
You said the fix was in. I have a whole list, actually,
the
here.
Fix.
Perhaps I can go through them all.
This is like the woman at the end of the bar. You've had a few too many drinks. At first you're thinking, she's looking pretty good. And then she starts talking. You're going, all right, this has got to stop. And she holds up a piece of paper that's got more marks on it than the kid who didn't do his homework and the teacher's marked it all up. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, stupid looking. And let me just go through them. She's not even going to be able to read them. She's not going to be able to find anything on that piece of paper.
The fix was in how?
The fix was in that they were going to be hostile to Mr. Trump.
I said they were. I said they were Democrats. All right.
Yes, which also isn't
not
true. Actually, the only Democrat was Chris Wallace.
No, Ms. Raddatz and Mr. Cooper.
You should never go in front of somebody like O'Reilly unless you have your facts together. Now, whether you like him or not, this woman came in. She had the guns, the bazooka. Right? She had the machine gun, she had the rifle, and left the ammunition in the van.
Are Democrats. You did not know that?
Right. No. The one who is the registered Democrat is Chris Wallace.
So what are Ms. Raddatz and Mr. Cooper?
They'll have to ask for themselves.
I can talk for Chris Wallace. I just can't talk for the other two Democrats. Well, I don't know if they're Democrats. I can check their registration. You think she checked Chris Wallace's registration? I love these people.
What you're doing, Bill, is you're taking up the argument of the candidate rather than acting as an independent person.
That's not
Once
true.
Again,
if I see that two Democrats are sitting there, both who have been aggressive with Donald Trump, All right. And then you have a candidate, Hillary Clinton, that's three against one. All right.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't think anybody, and I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I mean, Mr. Wallace, Democrat or not, I don't know what his registration is, but Democrat or not, he got on both of them, didn't he? He got on Trump and he got on Hillary. Not so much in the other in the other debates or the other forums or whatever you want to call them. In the other ones, they were all over Trump, and he's right to say it was three against one.
All right, and to my in my analysis, and I do what you do. I have a right to say that maybe not the fairest position.
Right. It's a question of whether it's balanced. And unfortunately, over time, and like I said, I have a really long list of them, essentially you've kept up what the Trump campaign has been saying. You've made.
She actually has the spine, if you would. Jennifer Rubin from the Washington Post. She has a spine to actually say O'Reilly and his show is parroting what Trump is saying. Now, notice she'll never say in this whole interview that MSNBC, CNN, the Washington Post, and other papers, and other news, well, pseudo-news outlets, are parroting everything that Hillary's saying, pushing back on everything Hillary. Again, you know, you guys see the numbers. When you do, when you have these news sources, or so-called news sources, like CNBC, CNN, NBC, you know, and they're spending hours on the Trump issues, hours on the Trump sexual allegations, or sexual assault allegations, groping allegations. When you have them spending hours, and then collectively, you can't get an hour collectively from all these stations on the emails being released. Are they really, at that point, are they really journalists? Or are they part of the team? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I just appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what I should do? I should see if somebody can figure out. One of these nights I'm gonna give away something decent. If you can figure out the clip when we come back from the break, you know, this little movie clip, show clip, whatever. If you can figure out who did those, what that's from, and who it is. And the harder it is, I'll make sure the better the gift, if you would. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on Genesis Communication Network, and thanks for being with me tonight. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, your enemies, whoever, about the show. I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me. We're listening to a clip from the O'Reilly Factor. And, you know, you've heard enough about O'Reilly, so not really what I need you to listen to. But this is Jennifer Rubin from the Washington Post. In the past, we've had people like this on, and some of it's nerves. I get it. But when you're an opinion writer, when you're somebody that's been in the media, you should have the ability to move quick on your feet. And if you're honest, see, if you're not looking to lie, if you're not worried about what lie you're going to come up with, this is an easy thing to do. Look, if I screw up, I do something stupid. I'm sitting here going, yeah, that was dumb, instead of trying to cover it up. So Jennifer Rubin goes on the show, and she does an interview with him. Can't answer one of the... I mean, she's called him out on a whole bunch of stuff, but she can't prove any of it. She can't give him. So let's hear what she has to say, or how she's accusing Bill, and with a simple question like, "When did that happen?" throws her in a total tizzy.
Stop what the Trump camp.
I'll get this right one of these days. Go back just a little bit. There you go.
On list of them. Essentially, you've kept up what the Trump campaign has been saying. You've made excuses for the lock her up comment. You've pleaded with Ted Cruz that he's
honest man.
I love that. Wait. Stop, lady. Just get the tongue back in your mouth. Stop for a second. When did I make excuses for the Trump comment? I mean, for the lock her up comment.
So when did I make excuses for lock her up? What did I exactly say?
Let's see. That would have been on, let's see if I have the date exactly. It would have been on,
my brain
lock her up would have been on in April and also in August.
All right. It took her, now she knew what she was going on the show for. You got to be a moron not to know what you're going on the show for, right? And she knew what he was irritated about. And she brought her notes. And it took her 18 seconds to find her notes. 18 seconds of basically dead airspace.
In August, in October, if you remember, Charles Krauthammer came on and had a very vigorous argument.
Wait a minute. What did I say about...
They do this all the time. If you don't hold them to what they're saying and what they're doing, they do this all the time. They go in different directions. It's like shotgunning and hoping to get you off your feet. Don't. Pull them back to reality. It's very tough for them sometimes. Pull them back for reality. To reality, whatever.
In April and August, what exactly did I say?
Right. Well, we can go through all of them.
No, I want that one.
Which one in particular?
April or August.
Okay. Let's see. In August, we had comments that you were going
to... No, it's right here in August. I don't know what you said. I got a date here. It must mean something. I wrote it.
Going to you would if somebody is being really dishonest, referring to the press corps, you'd strip them of their credentials as well. Doesn't sound.
Well, wait a minute. I would strip them of their credentials. If somebody's writing dishonest stuff, why wouldn't you strip them of their credentials? Why wouldn't you punish them for doing something wrong? If you're gonna print honest journalism, if that's your goal, and you find somebody who purposely printed something dishonest, yes, nail them.
Strip them of their credentials as well. Doesn't sound like an independent thing.
That doesn't have anything to do with lock them up. You are ill prepared for this interview, Ms.
No, no, I have.
See, we need him as president. These are the kind of people we need in office. Right? When you get the $16,000, when they present the bill for the $16,000 toilet seat, right, the mayor needs to go down there and see that it isn't solid gold. You know what I'm saying? Somebody needs to take action. He's calling this person out because she's being an imbecile.
Ms. Rubin, I have just given you a minute where you've hemmed and hawed. You said you said I justified a comment, lock her up. You can't point to it, and then you pivot to something else.
Yes, you are
ill prepared for this, and
no,
this is the point I want to make. This is the point I want to make. Your column and blog are fraud. We have been tough on Trump here, and I'm going to roll some tape.
No, it's not.
You know, I love it. She is thoroughly confused, out of her league, and doesn't even know what to do. She's gotten, and they do this all the time, no response, no proof, no anything, but she's right. And you know why she's right? She's right because she's a Democrat. That is the only reason in her mind she is right. It's because she's a Democrat. And I said something earlier in the show, I actually said it to somebody today, which is why, you know, I only said it today so I can still remember it. We have forgotten. You need to vote American. Now, my Republican friends, don't tell me vote Republican, okay? You need, because you've got the same argument with the other side. We need to vote American. You need to vote for the person, not the party. You need to vote for the person that's going to do the best job for the country. That's going to stand behind, back up, and support your right to practice your religion, practice those things within the Constitution. Or to be an idiot. It's up to you. K Okay, a couple of quick lighthearted stories, you know, because we're pretty much up against it here. Let me see. A drunk student, well, no, I'm going to do it just out of Bryan, Texas. A Texas A&M freshman spent the night in jail Wednesday after Bryan police alleged that she crashed her SUV that the back of her parked and into their parked patrol car. This isn't like she went, you know, you were both going side by side and got distracted and crashed in. No, this thing was parked off to the side of the road. What a great thing to hit, right? A police car. A parked police car. I think right then and there, you're guilty, period. End of discussion. But the kick to this story is she hit it just moments after taking a topless Snapchat selfie of herself, which I know is kind of redundant, you know, selfie of herself. But can you imagine, I just finished taking a picture of my top nude. Well, yes, while I was driving. Why, is that a problem? I had one eye out the window. Bryan Police Officer John Sartell wrote his report. He responded to a disturbance call near campus around 8:30 at night Wednesday, parked his patrol car along E. Villa Maria Road with the emergency lights flashing. Does this get better? The emergency lights flashing. The car's parked. I wonder if she pulled it. You think she pulled a shirt up over her face and took the picture? Maybe that was the problem, right? I've seen kids. I told you, there's a high school near my house. And I saw a young lady. And unless there was something going on that I didn't know about, okay, she had her cell phone in one hand up to her ear, and she had a Pepsi in the other hand. That's how close I was to seeing what was going on. And she was pulling, making a right-hand turn out onto the street. So either she's an alien with a third hand somewhere. Okay? This is a teenager. Think about this. I'm sorry, I'm not picking on teens, but they don't have the experience that, like me, to pull. So, you know, I got to have a full course meal while I'm driving. I heard the sound of a vehicle braking hard. I heard what sounded like a vehicle collision. He writes in his report, when he returned to the patrol car, 20-year-old Miranda Kay was at the wheel of an SUV that had crashed into the vehicle attempting to her shirt back on over her unfastened bra. Now, she's driving down the road, unfastening her bra, or unfastened her bra, obviously, right? Now, he said pulling her shirt back over, so I don't know if she had it off or over her head. She's driving. Right? And he said, I asked her why she was not dressed while driving. She stated, this is, I was breaking the law. She stated she was taking a Snapchat photo to send her boyfriend while she was at a red light. I can't. This is crazy. Radar told Sartell that she wasn't injured in the collision and was on her way back to her dorm on Texas A&M campus after drinking wine with a friend. Let me see. So, this is great. Yes, I was driving while drinking. I was distracted while driving. I had my shirt over my head. I had my bra unsnapped. I was taking a picture of myself. I'm sorry. What do you think? Something's wrong with that? She failed a field sobriety test, which he then hauled Radar to the hospital for a blood test, and Radar listed a freshman in the university directory. He was charged with driving while intoxicated with an open container as well as minor possession of alcohol, booked into the Brazos County Jail. I would have called it the Brazier County Jail, but that's beside the point. Radar did not immediately respond to an email for comment. Pretty much sums up the stupidity and narcissism of the selfie. This is a selfie. I mean a major league selfie generation. You're so concerned about what you look like that you're willing to... What if that car was filled with kids? What if that car was a minivan filled with kids? But it wasn't, so that makes it okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for listening to me tonight. You stepped in, stepped out, step back tomorrow. I'm Joe Messina, your host.